Hey guys, Assalamu alaikum. It's Muslima Coach. I hope you're all doing well and in the best of health and in the best of shape. So today I want to talk about fitness and the roles of a Muslima. So I want to start off with saying that, you know, a lot of Muslim women, particularly Muslim women, we are so focused on achieving our goals when it comes to work, when it comes to school, but when it comes to actual fitness, we are pretty behind in a lot of cases. Thankfully, we see a lot of changes now. We see role models and influencers like Ibtihaj Muhammad, who is an Olympian fencer, and we see a lot of great women now that are doing amazing things with fitness. But for the most part, I think a lot of women feel restricted because of, you know, certain roles that have been placed on them by, you know, the community. They feel like, oh, you know, I wear hijab, or, you know, I have to be restricted, I can't do certain things. But no, that's not the case. Islam is very moderate and very balanced. Yes, we do have guidelines we have to follow, but that doesn't mean that you can't do certain things. For example, if you need to wear modest clothes, or, you know, not necessarily need, but, you know, you do wear modest clothes, then you can wear modest clothes but still do your fitness. And if there's certain things that you don't feel comfortable with, then you can do that in the place of your home. If, for example, you don't feel comfortable doing squats at a park, you can leave your squats at home and you can do what you need to do at the park. We have to use common sense and not think so negatively when it comes to things like this. We have to be very positive. Like, for example, if we're going to go exercise and go running, and we're going to do kicks and jumps like that, but we don't feel comfortable doing certain things because we feel like it's going to, you know, put attention on us, or we just don't feel comfortable because, you know, we feel immodest, then that's something that we can do at home. It's not something that, you know, we should think like, oh my goodness, like it's the end of the world. And, you know, no, just do what you feel comfortable. And at most parks, you know, if you feel safe, you can work out. And no, for the most part, nobody is going to, you know, pay attention. A lot of people are going to mind their business. Of course, this definitely matters where you are growing up, where you live. There is some Islamophobia these days, but you just have to use your best instinct. You can go with family, go with friends, and just be happy and live your life. And don't think so much about these things, because I feel like in society, a lot of, you know, pressure has been placed. No, women should just stay at home, raise kids, you know, do what you need to do. And no, that's very extreme. Islam is very moderate, you know. And then we have two extremes. We have the one where, you know, very restricted, can't do certain things, and then we have the one that's very open and just not following you know, Islamic guidelines. And that's where we need to find a balance. And that's okay to have, you know, certain things somewhere else. I think a lot of people feel stressed, like, okay, you know what, I'm just gonna give up on fitness altogether because I feel super uncomfortable doing this certain movement. And it's like, okay, well, if you feel uncomfortable, then just do what you need to do here. Find an all-women's group, find an all-women's space, you know, do your half a workout at home, half a workout outside. We need fresh air. We need to build in, you know, that confidence. Like, of course, you know, some people are gonna feel uncomfortable doing yoga outside. Even some people who don't even wear hijab feel uncomfortable doing yoga outside. So there's nothing wrong with you, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But when we become so focused on these little details, then that's where we become very mentally sick. Like, oh no, we have all these expectations and restrictions. And no, you know, there are societies, unfortunately, that restrict women, that, you know, you cannot go outside, you cannot do this, you take care of the home. And I hope things that really change for those women and that society really changes, because people have a distorted view of Islam, a lot of people. And even we've heard about Muslim women in the past who've done horse riding. We've had great Muslims that helped, you know, Prophet Muhammad during, you know, wars, when they were attacked by cruel people, and people doing, you know, fighting or whatever. And not necessarily, I'm not saying, you know, go do martial arts or anything, but we have a lot of people that, you know, practice sports, they practice things, and even though they had to do certain things for a reason, that doesn't mean we should neglect our health. And that's what's really important. We need to not neglect our health, and we need to be positive and go for it, you know, become a change, and, you know, find things that, you know, are unique and you feel comfortable with. And yeah, so I hope that really taught you guys something, and I hope that a lot of you change your mindset about, you know, oh, I can't do anything kind of thing. And I'm not saying that this isn't necessarily everybody's thought process, but we do have like a lot of, you know, Wahhabism that tries to like come into Islam and say like, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that, no, you can't do that. And we need to be smarter than that, and we need to know that there is balance and that there is respect, and there is a lot of things when it comes to Islam. And it's not just simply, okay, you can't do this or you can't do that. No, we have to find a way and be balanced. So yeah, hope that helps, and I can't wait to talk to you guys soon. Assalamu alaikum. Bye.